from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Every Wednesday, we welcome Rich Fitzgerald in studio for this hour. Rich is the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Of course, we know you for many years as our Allegheny County executive, which puts you in a very unique role, bipartisan. You work with all the commissioners around the other counties, 10 total, including the city of Pittsburgh. So good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Larry. Good to be with you. A lot of things going on. Obviously, exciting in sports. You're talking about the Steelers earlier, and the big event, you know, as camp opens up, having Smokey Robinson in town is a big deal. Obviously, the Pirates making some big moves yesterday to make a stretch run.
Yeah,
coming down the stretch.
A relative of Ralph Kiner, who's one
that?
Of the greats of all time. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Back to the future, as they say. And as we kick off county fair season, we're going to talk about Fayette County Fair, which kicks off this week. And some of the things going on. We have a county commissioner, Commissioner Dunn from Fayette County. And last week, one of the things we talk about a lot, trails in Pittsburgh, one of our county commissioners finished the trip from Washington, D.C. to Pittsburgh. We had him on last week.
Right.
And he finished it up on Sunday in that 90-degree heat. I don't know, these 90-degree days are getting something. I don't know. That's not a record I think we want to break, but we're going to keep going, I guess.
Yeah. What do you recommend for people who maybe for the first time to say, you know, I'm going to get on those trails. Where would you start? If you were to say to somebody in Pittsburgh, in the immediate region, where would you begin to, you know, discover these trails?
I would say that in the Mon Valley, you know, the Homestead, where the waterfront is, you could go either way. If you want to head down into the Mon Valley from there, there's plenty of parking. You can find places to park. Near Costco and near some of the Lowe's Theater and some of the places that people are familiar with. You could also, of course, then ride your bike 10 miles into downtown Pittsburgh and hit the Point. They just fixed up some of the trail connections, which are making very, very easy coming down past the Smithfield Street Bridge on into Point State Park, into the Medallion. The one thing I would recommend if you're going to do it in hot weather, hydrate. Have your water bottle with you.
Well, you know, when I go over to the south side where the Steelers and Pitt have their facility.
Right through there, exactly.
Right from the south side works, there's a trail along that riverfront, and I see people coming and going all the time. And now you can, with your bike or walking, go across the Hot Metal Bridge, too.
Yes, and you can head over into, you know, what would be uptown and come into town that way. along Second Avenue, out into Hazelwood and Greenfield. So they've really built up a lot of trails. This started many, many years ago with people like Mayor Murphy when he was mayor, and you know, talking about trails back then. People said, "Why do we want to build these? What's the big deal?" Well, I think people have realized the economic impact. Over 1 million people a year use the trails, the one you were talking about,
right?
Where you know, and I've ridden that trail many times, and you can see the goalposts of the Steeler practice as the kickers kick the balls into the fence. But there are thousands and thousands of people who use those trails every day.
And I would imagine for many years, in fact, it was Tom Murphy that used to say, his mom told him, "Don't go down by the river."
That's exactly,
and he ends up, you know, and then wait a minute, this is a great treasure. So over those, you know, last few decades, you guys have all collectively done a lot to really enhance the use of the riverfront.
And we still are improving the wet weather issues. And it's interesting, as we watch the Olympics, they couldn't do the triathlon because of the very same issue that we're dealing with our rivers. The Seine River became E. coli polluted because of rain runoff. They're doing a multi-billion dollar infrastructure. So this is one of those issues that in even great cities like Paris, they're dealing with.
Boy, that's a great example, because for many years, people probably wondered, what's the big deal? But there's been an effort to make sure that that runoff from everybody, you have controlled that much more.
Yes, you have to. And cities like Pittsburgh and Allegheny County are under consent decree. The EPA has come in across the country and said, whoa, 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 you got to deal with your stormwater runoff, and you've got to balance it out. And you know, the investments that are made, not done overnight. It's done over many, many years to make those improvements. And, you know, we have an older infrastructure here, obviously, in a great industrial city that we were, and some of that infrastructure needs to be improved.
And we've seen that with lead pipes. They've continued that process with the water companies,
yes,
to change those out and get us to where we need to be.
And some of the biggest projects that we know about that we're seeing in this region are on our rivers, the locks and dams in the Beaver Valley and down in the Fayette and you know, Westmoreland County areas, because we know the importance of those rivers. We know the big projects at the airport we read about, the big projects with UPMC at Presby and others. But some of the biggest construction projects we have going on deal with our rivers that maybe people don't necessarily see every day.
You got speaking of rivers, a rower from Central Catholic, Michael Grady, who's in the Olympics.
How about that? Yeah, you've got, I think we have five Western Pennsylvanians who seem to be doing pretty well. Swimmer, rower. So, yeah, we got to root for our black and gold, which can go everywhere.
A javelin thrower, a pole vaulter. Yeah, it's always great to look at those connections. So, we got a lot more to talk about with Rich Fitzgerald on the Big K Morning Show. Don't go anywhere. With Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Pennsylvania seems to be in the focus again in the political world.
It always is. It always comes down to Pennsylvania and our 20 electoral votes. From my standpoint, what I like to be able to do is we get to use this attention and leverage to get resources that we need,
right?
Improvements to our infrastructure that they want to pay attention from both parties. We see that every 4 years, and hopefully as we come down the stretch, there'll be some more announcements for Western Pennsylvania.
Just looking, Rich, at the amount of money being spent in Pennsylvania on radio and television advertising for both parties.
Absolutely.
That tells you they're putting their money where they think it needs to be.
And the fact that our governor is at the very top of the list of people to be chosen. And, you know, not that our governor's not he does good work, but there's no question that being as influential with 20 electoral votes and to be able to win Pennsylvania is a real plus.
From a practical standpoint, let's assume it is Josh Shapiro as Kamala Harris's choice. What happens? Because he will be pulled away for a considerable amount of time. Well, 98 days.
Yes. Well, I think you'll start to see Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis, who's, you know, one of our Western Pennsylvania guys, went to McKeesport High School, worked in my administration when I was county executive.
You hired him.
We hired him. I hired him. He did a great job. He went on to become the first African-American to be elected outside of the city of Pittsburgh as a state representative. You will see more prominence of Lieutenant Governor Davis. And then obviously, if the current governor moves on to Washington, it will become Governor Davis.
So that is how it would go. He would take over.
That's correct. And then the president pro tem, Kim Ward, also southwestern Pennsylvania from Westmoreland County,
right.
She would then become the lieutenant governor.
Okay. Well, there
no special election. Mr. Davis would, Lieutenant Governor Davis would serve out the remainder of the term, and then there would be the normal cycle of election in 2026.
Man, that part's fascinating. So we'll see what happens. And apparently, whatever's going to happen is going to happen by Monday. It could come any day between because they have announced that Kamala Harris and her new announced running mate, whenever that happens, will be Tuesday in Philadelphia.
Gee, Philadelphia. I wonder why they want to do it in Philadelphia.
The intrigue.
Well, there's a little history because you might remember Tom Ridge, former Governor Tom Ridge, was tapped to be the first director of Homeland Security.
Right.
And Lieutenant Governor Mark Schweiker then became the governor. So we've kind of had this 20 years ago that this happened, so history may be repeating itself.
And Mark Schweiker was in office when the Kew Creek mine disaster occurred.
That's exactly right.
And I remember because we had him in studio and on the show, he had an interesting, you know, to be called up. I mean, you would not necessarily assume as lieutenant governor that you're going to be that person. In this case, with Tom Ridge, man, we have such a rich history here in Pennsylvania with the federal government in so many different ways.
We do. And if you remember back to 2020, it took almost a week for the election to be called. Election obviously is on Tuesday, but it was not called until Saturday. But it was really the mail-in votes in Allegheny County
That
put
high drama.
Oh, high drama.
For you.
Indeed. Yes, for me in particular, but for everybody, the eyes of the nation were on that counting of those votes as they would release 2,000 votes, 2,500 votes as the counting continued. That process has improved, but yes, we were the eyes of the nation and the world were on us.
How do you feel about the mail-in vote? Because that was really instituted. That was only reserved for extraordinary circumstances. Because of COVID, it was opened up to everybody.
Well, Pennsylvania was really late to the game in doing that. Many states had been doing it for years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. The Oregons, Utahs, both red and blue states across the country have been doing it that way. 2020 was the first year we did it, but that was also the year of the pandemic. So a lot of people didn't want to go to the polls for obvious reasons, and they were able to utilize the mail-in ballots, which has continued on since then. There was actually an editorial, if you saw today's Post-Gazette, urging the legislature to allow for canvassing, pre-canvassing, to allow the system to happen a little bit quicker, that they can start to open the ballots even before Election Day in a secure way. Yeah, I feel it's very secure.
And that's my question, because that's obviously been contentious. What can you say to voters to assure them that this is a legitimate product?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Process that they can count on.
I can tell you, having lived it, the security around ballots and ballot retention is solid. In fact, we just talked about Governor Schweiker just wrote an editorial along with former Congressman Lou Barletta talking about how secure it is. So you've got people from both parties, bipartisan way, saying, look, this is a secure system. If you want to go vote in person, certainly you have that option. But if you don't want to do that and you want to avail yourself to mail-in balloting, you can do that as well.
Is there anything that's changed from 4 years ago in this process here in Pennsylvania?
Other than the fact that I think the election boards across the state, 67 counties, have gotten better at it just because they're getting used to it. I think some of the equipment, the machines are a little faster and a little more, not secure, but a little more efficient. So I think you won't see 4 or 5 days until you have total results. You're liable to see the result that night.
And it's going to be close, it looks like, no matter which way it goes. Coming up, we're going to take you to Fayette County. We're with Rich Fitzgerald on the Big K Morning Show from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic. This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard. Every Wednesday on our 7 o'clock hour, Rich Fitzgerald joins us in studio, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, working with commissioners and counties, 10 of them around the region and the city of Pittsburgh. And today we take you to Fayette County.
Fayette County, yes. And we're joined here by the chair of the county commissioners of Fayette County, Scott Dunn. Scott served as a borough councilman in Dunbar Council for 6 years, including as council president, now as the county commissioner. And we have some exciting things this week as we're in the midst of the Fayette County Fair. And Commissioner, welcome, and tell us some of the exciting things happening at the fair this week.
So first off, thank you very much. I appreciate being on. And you guys get up way too early, just so you know.
Amen.
I know you don't sleep in that late in Fayette County either, Commissioner.
No,
come on
now. We don't, but, you know, with the fair going on right now, it's every night's a late night, but it is what it is. But listen, the Fayette County Fair is probably our premier event, or it's a showcase for Fayette County, especially Fayette County agriculture. And our 4-H program. So it's a great thing. You know, I get out and I just walk around and meet people the entire time, shake hands and, see old friends. It's kind of a really cool thing.
So you had the Clarks on Saturday night, which obviously is one of the big premier bands here in Southwestern Pennsylvania. And then this Saturday, you got Priscilla Block will be playing. How do you get these big names to come to the fair?
So first off, I got to give credit to, we have a fair board that is all volunteer, and I think there's like 20 people on this board, and they work year round. This is a year round planning, so a lot of these events, a lot of these artists, they have worked over the past year to get them, and they work with a promoter and to go through and to book these bands. And as a matter of fact, the Saturday night concert was supposed to be Mark Chestnut, country music star from the 90s, and he ended up having a heart attack and canceled his tour. And so they had to work double hard to get Priscilla Block for Saturday night. But it all worked out, and it's kind of interesting if you go back through the concerts that they've had at the fair. One year it was Luke Combs.
Wow.
You know, yeah, you get these guys before they're rich and famous. You know, Luke just played 80,000 people at Acrisure Stadium.
Right.
But he played the Fayette County Fair, and it's kind of neat. We have a little pub right across the street from the fair, and they have a picture with Luke Combs hanging in their place because they fed him chicken salads.
And for people from, you know, say Allegheny County or other place, it's very easy to get to right off of 119 in Dunbar, where you were a borough council member. Mm-hmm. This fair has been going on great history since 1958 and often gets over 100,000 people who show up at this fair. It's really become such a successful thing for this region and some of the things going on. And tonight, and it goes through the rest of the week, tonight you got the monster truck races that start at 7 o'clock. Big rabbit hopping contest as well. And I will tell you, Kathy, my wife Kathy and I are coming down tonight, and we're very excited to see some of these events.
Okay, well, I will be there tonight. Make sure you find me. It's you know, we'll make sure we feed you like a dill pickle sandwich or something. You know, the food is off the chain, just so you know. Like, you can get everything in anything at the Fayette County Fair.
I don't know if this is a coincidence, Commissioner, but it is also Senior Citizens Day, where admission is free for those 62 and older, so you don't have to pay, Rich.
Will that work? Will they card me? I don't know. I don't get carded anymore on the low end, but maybe I'll get carded on the upper end. One other thing I wanted to mention, the commissioners, you know, we talked to Larry earlier on about the trails and the Gap Trail, and, you know, Commissioner Shea, mm-hmm. who just did the trip. These commissioners are working very hard on a trail called the Sheepskin Trail, which will connect from Uniontown to the Gap. So you'll be able to go from Uniontown, get on your bike, and all the way to Washington, D.C. So, Commissioner, tell us a little bit about that work you guys are doing with that.
So the Sheepskin Trail actually it will actually end up going all the way to Morgantown.
Oh, wow.
And so there are two trail systems, the ones associated with the Great Allegheny Passage, and then the West Virginia, there's a trail system down there. These two trail systems never meet. And if anybody knows the cyclists, they want new trails and they want new experiences all the time. And so the Sheepskin Trail is a 34-mile long connector trail that will connect these two systems, and actually ends up connecting over 1,400 miles of trails.
Wow, that's
so we expect the Sheepskin to be not only a new transportation corridor, and what's really cool is it goes by every new industrial or business park that we have. It goes by higher education, goes by post-secondary education or secondary education. It goes by all, it connects 8 or 9 playgrounds and ball fields. It's kind of a really cool thing from a transportation standpoint. But then as an economic driver, you know, our small towns, including my little town of Dunbar, change our economy with everything that we're doing here with the bike trail. So, you know, we expect new businesses, small mom and pop restaurants, stores, all along this trail, and the guess is it could provide up to 300 jobs.
Wow, and we've seen what the trail has done, certainly in Connellsville, and knowing that that's part of the Gap Trip where so many people stay, and the restaurants that have exploded there and on into Ohio Pile. So you got a lot of great things going on in Fayette County. So we appreciate you joining us today, and I'm looking forward to seeing you tonight. Sounds like some good food at the Fayette County Fair.
I'll see you tonight, Rich. Thanks.
Commissioner, you got it. Scott Dunn, and don't forget the milk chugging that goes on at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
I will make sure Rich is entered into that contest.
All right.
Thank you, Commissioner.
All right, back to bed.
All right.
Stop me up. See those videos of Mick Jagger at 81? He just turned 81 last week, Rich. Jumping around a stage. Looks like he's 25. It's unbelievable.
It's incredible. Gives hope for us that might be seeing that in a few years. When I saw Smokey the other night.
He's 84.
That was incredible. Like, I can't believe someone 84 years old had that much energy and was just, yeah.
Yeah, the HM3 Independence Fund Celebrity Care Fest, a hit for raising money, UPMC Children's Hospital Foundation. But just the entertainment, just Saturday alone with Smokey Robinson and then Pitbull, he lit it up. I knew one word, fireball. That's about it from his repertoire, but he had a way of energizing. So thank you for being there on Saturday to support the efforts for Children's Hospital. Meantime, you mentioned some job fair in Westmoreland County, and people were like, how many jobs were available?
Well, first of all, yes, we mentioned it last week about the 600 jobs that the Amazon Fulfillment Center out in New Stanton is hiring right off of Route 70 at the Westmoreland County Community College. PA Career Link had it. They had it last week, but it was so successful, they're going to do it again this week. So this Friday, 2 days from now, on August 2nd, from 11 to 3, it will be at the Pavilion Lane, Community College Pavilion Lane near Longwood. Youngwood, excuse me, not Longwood, I don't say it, but yes, jobs. And we saw yesterday the report that came out from the Labor Department that our unemployment in this region continues to be low, 3.1%, 3.2% in various counties. So there are lots of jobs out there, and we need to promote what's out there. They had 140 people last week that came in to get those jobs, but they want to open this up by the end of the year, and they need 600 people.
All right, that's this Friday and Saturday?
This Friday.
Friday,
Friday, okay. From 11 to 3 at the Westmoreland County Community College. So Janice Albright, who's the site administrator for PA Career Link, is running it, and you could contact her.
Rich, thank you. As always, I learned something, too.
Well, that's good. I like learning things as well, so it's going to be an interesting week. It's been an interesting week so far and a few more days to go.
Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Thank you, Larry. Stay safe. Stay cool.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.